Syracuse city officials say the recent murder at Skyline Apartments is just the latest example of deteriorating safety and living conditions that they've been trying to address for at least 2 years. Common counselors asked the police, fire, codes, and law departments to detail what violations and problems they've encountered at the complex. Corporation counsel Kristen Smith gave one example of legal action taken in July of 2019 when there was no hot water. She says by the time a judge heard the case more than 4 months later, ownership had fixed the problem. But she says the court did not impose a $100 a day penalty for the time that tenants were without hot water.
When you have these chronic and flagrant violations of our codes, there needs to be some penalty so that we can drive new incentives to be compliant with our codes.
Smith says they're advocating for change from the courts to hold the building owner more accountable. Meanwhile, Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens says the law also poses a dilemma for large residential buildings.
The laws that we have around property code and declaring a building unfit followed a path traditionally that relocated individuals. So I believe we were focused in on not wanting to do that. And it took great folks in Kristen's office to look at how could we actually peel apart the law to be able to get the result that we wanted from the owner while not displacing the tenant.
Owen says that's how the city ended up declaring the common areas of the building unfit for habitation, which still stops the flow of rent subsidies from the county and other agencies to the owner. She says complicating matters is the moratorium against evictions, leaving tenants who want to move with limited affordable options. Owens and other city officials made it clear to counselors that they've been taking action at Skyline for years, long before the murder of Connie Tuori last month. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WIER.org.